Over the years, many fine and influential citizens have been born and raised in Norwich. In our first feature, written by Derek James, he tells of one exceptional Norwich man. The feature is read for us by Alan Shirley.
400 years after the death of a big-hearted Norwich merchant, his memory lives on and generations of boys and girls have been helped with their education. The fine city has produced some fine citizens over the decades, men and women with vision who have helped others in so many different ways and continue to do so. One of the finest was Thomas Anguish, a former grocer's boy who became the first citizen. Although he died in 1617, his money and property are still making a real difference to so many young lives thanks to Anguish's educational foundation looked after by Norwich Charitable Trusts. It helps people with the cost of education in a whole range of different ways, and it has done so for 400 years, and it's an extraordinary achievement. The story of Thomas Anguish takes us back to a very different city to the one we know today, a time when life was a daily survival for many. Thomas was appalled by the number of homeless and starving children on the streets and sleeping in doorways and filthy dark corners. Born in 1536, Thomas lived by the Maid's Head on Tombland with his wife Elizabeth. They had 9 sons and 3 daughters. He became a respected member of the community and spent a good deal of his time helping others. Thomas became a freeman of Norwich in 1573 and went on to serve as sheriff, mayor, and speaker of the council. In fact, when he was elected mayor in 1611, a terrible accident took place in the city. The people loved pageants, and they were celebrating outside his house when a firework display was held. Suddenly, the fireworks started to explode accidentally, and this caused panic. There was a stampede to escape, and 33 people were crushed to death as they tried to flee. The city was in mourning and fireworks were banned on feast and guild days. Thomas, a member of St. George's at Tombland, continued his good works and to build up his businesses until his death in 1617. He made handsome provision for his large family and then turned his attention to helping the boys and girls of Norwich with little hope for the future. He gave the corporation a large property in Fishergate to be used as a hospital for the keeping and bringing up and teaching of very poor children. It was an extraordinary generous gesture, bridging the huge gulf between the rich and the poor, and his sons proved worthy stewards, making sure their father's wish was carried out. The Children's Hospital was opened in 1621, with boys moving in. Girls would follow later. At last, they had been given hope for the future. What happened next is a glorious example of what makes Norwich special. A charter was granted by Charles I a few years later, and he demanded that it should be called the Children's Hospital in the City of Norwich for the foundation of King Charles. Norwich men dismissed this and remained loyal to the name of Thomas Anguish. It was his money, his idea, and he should be remembered. In 1864, a new house was opened for girls in Lakenham. This is in now what's called Hospital Lane, between City Road and Hall Road, and that's how the name came about. The hospital closed in 1941. It became a home for children before becoming Lakenham First School, which is now Norwich Steiner School. The money and property left by Thomas and the foundation, set up in his memory and run by Norwich Charitable Trusts, have helped generations of young people in a range of different ways, and continues to do so. There is a memorial to Thomas and his family in St. George's Church.